Welcome to World of Work. Today, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of the gig economy. First on is Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hi. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome, Amy. So, you're a student, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm at university. I'm studying physics, and I want to work in the oil industry when I graduate.
Wow, that's great. It's good that you know what you want to do. So, Amy, are you also working while you're studying?
Yes, I have to, really. I have a lot of expenses. Rent, food, clothes, books. It all adds up. But this kind of work is great for me. I think the gig economy is perfect for students, in fact. You can do a few hours a week while you're studying, stop when you have exams, then do lots more in the holidays. I work for quite a few different companies. One is in the catering and hospitality industry.
OK, so what does that mean, Amy?
Basically, it's working as a waiter or in the kitchen of a restaurant or hotel. Not as a chef, of course, but more like washing up and cleaning, that sort of thing. We also do events, serving food and drinks. It's good. You can get tips, and you only work when you want to. There's always work when you need it. I've never had a problem, really, and I've enjoyed most of it. A lot of the other gig workers are students too, and some are friends, so we have fun. But it's hard work too.
Sounds good. And what other jobs do you do?
Actually, I love cycling, and I've got a great road bike, so I often work as a bike courier. You get paid for each delivery, so you can do just a few deliveries or lots of them, depending on how much time you've got.
That sounds dangerous.
No, honestly, it isn't. I wear a helmet, and I'm very careful. I am also a very experienced cyclist. I've never had an accident. I usually take small parcels or documents from one office to another, like contracts, for example. I don't deliver meals or pizza or anything like that.
So there aren't really any disadvantages, any cons to the gig economy for you?
Well, not at the moment, but I don't want to do this sort of work when I leave university. I want a career, a full-time job with holiday pay, a pension and everything else that you get with a proper job. You know, training, promotions and so on. I don't want to be cycling for a living when I'm 30.